So dear friend who has joined our daily WhatsApp share, or friend that is considering to join the daily WhatsApp share, welcome on the journey to the Geula Amitis Vashlema. My name is Rabbi Gershon Avtzen, and I would like to take the opportunity to thank you for joining, as well as explaining to you what exactly are we going to be learning in these daily shiurim, what is the purpose of these shiurim, what is the goal of these shiurim, and how and in what format will the shiurim be delivered. First and foremost, we always have to answer the what before the why. What are we doing? Well, we are going to be learning every single day 10 minutes of Geula and Moshiach, a topic related to either the era of Geula or what's going to be taking place in the Geula, or questions and discussions about Moshiach and the process of bringing Moshiach. That is the what we're going to be doing. Now the question is why? Why should I take the time to learn about Geula and Moshiach? Well, here again, you can answer very simply, because that's what the Rebbe said. And it's true. The Rebbe did say that. As a matter of fact, the Rebbe was very explicit and open about the necessity and importance of learning about Geula and Moshiach, because the Rebbe on Chof Ches Nissen Tov Shinun Aleph made a paradigm shift in how we are supposed to perceive our obligation and our duty and responsibility to bring Moshiach. Historically, the Jewish people worked hard to serve the Eibishter, and they hoped that the tzaddikim, the righteous people in every generation, or the Rebbe of the generation, he would do his avodah to bring Moshiach. People did not feel personally responsible to bring Moshiach themselves. On Chof Ches Nissen Tov Shinun Aleph, the Rebbe changed the paradigm, changed the dynamic completely. And the Rebbe said that I did all I can to bring Moshiach, and now it's your responsibility. I'm going to do whatever I can to help you. And the Rebbe gave us, after Chof Ches Nissen, tremendous siches, the siches of the Dvar Malchus, which enable us to do our avodah. But right now, the avodah is ours. The responsibility is ours. And when the question is asked, so where's Moshiach? No longer can the question be turned and asked of the tzaddik. We right now have to turn and mirror the question to ourselves. When the question is asked, so where's Moshiach? Really, we have to ask ourselves, what have I done to bring Moshiach closer? After that sicha, the chassidim, they were puzzled. What can they do different to bring Moshiach? Torah, mitzvahs, they've been doing that for hundreds and thousands of years. What exactly is the Rebbe demanding? What different avodah, what special nuance can we do now that it's our responsibility? That the chassidim were trying to figure out what would be a new shlav and a new stage and a new approach to the whole Torah and mitzvahs. So at the beginning, the Rebbe was vague. And the Rebbe said, no, the avodah didn't change. If you look at the Shabbos right after Chof Ches Nissen, Shmini, the Rebbe said that the avodah is to do Torah mitzvahs, behidur kima Torah mitzvahs, behidur, but you have to do it mitoch tzpia, with a yearning and a desire for Moshiach. But again, how do we get to that desire? What is something tangible that we can do? So, a couple weeks later, Shabbos Parshas Tazria Metzora Tov Shinun Aleph, the Rebbe revealed to the whole world that he is opening up a new derech, a new path, and the Rebbe called it the direct and clear and straight path to bring Moshiach, and that is by learning about Geula and Moshiach. The learning about Geula and Moshiach, that is the direct and straight path to bring Moshiach. And for many weeks afterwards, and in many sichas afterwards, the Rebbe kept reiterating that the importance of learning about Gula and Mashiach. So that answers the real what. What are we doing? We're doing it to learn about Mashiach because the Rebbe said. But that's not enough. I mean, of course it is. But we have to ask ourselves, why is it that learning about Mashiach will have such a drastic change? And why is this the inyan and concept that the Rebbe chose to reveal to us now that it's our job to bring Mashiach? And here again, it's very, very simple. Besides the fact, in addition to the fact that we are in a gullus reality, and in order to get out of the gullus reality, we need the koyach of Torah, because Torah changes the metzios. Torah gives us a new existence and enables us to reach a geula reality. But there's something much deeper and much more internal. And in addition to the fact that you can't possibly say that you want and you're working for Mashiach if you don't know what Mashiach is, because you may have Mashiach and you wouldn't even know, there is a very, very important nekuda here. And that is that you can't possibly have an appreciation. You can't possibly push yourself to go beyond the comforts of your own self to bring Mashiach if you are not internally convinced that this is really in your best interest and this is really important for you. Imagine yourself in a house. You have a job, you live in a city, you're pretty comfortable where you are. And somebody tells you that there is a better opportunity for you somewhere else. I live here in Cincinnati, Ohio. What if I tell you, come on, please, move to Cincinnati. It's a really great place to live. Chances are you're going to make the calculation to yourself and say, listen, even if it's everything that Rabbi Avtson says it is, that it's such a great place, amazing, family-friendly city, friends, Hasidish, Lepmit Mrebin, all the amazing things, affordable housing and tuition, etc. But I'm pretty comfortable where I am. Change is difficult. To get up and move is very hard. It's a real big deal. So, as the theory of inertia says, an object at rest tends to stay at rest. The default option is just to stay where you are. You're not really going to put in that effort to actually go through the whole process of actually leaving, packing, moving, changing, because change is difficult. So even though deep down you may say, yeah, it's good out there, but you're not going to go change in order to get there, because change is difficult. Change is hard. However, when somebody sits down with you and lays out to you in great detail why it's truly good for you, punches the numbers, goes through the whole process, you get this benefit, this benefit, this benefit, goes through everything, and now you're basically visualizing a new life. It's no longer just in concept and in theory. When you can actually visualize it, when you could already see yourself living there, then you will do everything in your power and you will go through the hardships of change in order to get there. Right now, we are pretty comfortable in Golos. Of course, we'd rather a better life. We want the better life. But we're used to our serving the Eibishter, a little bit our tithes. We're pretty safe. We're pretty settled. We all feel we have a good middle ground. Now we are coming to the person and saying, you have to do more. You have to sacrifice. You have to be ready to make certain decisions, that you're ready to make certain changes in your life in order to bring Mashiach. Well, I don't really know what this Mashiach thing is anyways. It's supposed to be a good life for me. But unless you're living there, you're not going to change yourself in your thought, speech, and action in order to get there. However, the more you learn about Mashiach and Geula, that becomes your reality. You start living in the Geula. And therefore, the Avodah, everything you do now, you put yourself in the Geula mindset. And you go and you see, and you push yourself to make the necessary changes in order that you can get to the place where you are already living. You're going to find that your thought, speech, and action, your levushim, are going to change. Like somebody, when he knows Shabbos is coming, puts on his big day Shabbos, his Shabbos clothes. We, when the moment we actually realize for real that Mashiach is good and Mashiach is near, we're going to change our clothes, our machshava, our dibor, and our maisa. The only way to do that is by learning about Mashiach. But there's a problem. The problem is that when we know, if we really want to learn a concept well, we need to have like a 3-4 hour shiur. But we don't have time, patience, or attention span to be able to do that. We like things in short, sweet pieces. Everything today is a sound bite. The problem is that when you learn just sound bites, you get little pieces of information, you can't really get the big picture, and that doesn't motivate change. So these shiurim that we are going to be giving, the goal is to combine both benefits. We're going to take one topic, which really can be taught in 3 or 4 hours, but divide that topic in bites, in 10-minute shiurim. So in 18 shiurim on a topic, you're going to get about 180 minutes. 3 hours or more on a topic. So you will get the benefit of knowing the entire topic, as well as it coming in short, bite-sized shiurim. And the goal is that through learning these shiurim every single day, you will begin to visualize yourself in the Geula, and you will bring yourself, your community, your families with you on this journey. And through this, that is the true way we can do what the Rebbe tells us in Chayesara Tov Shinam Beis, the Kinnus HaShluchim, the very last time we were able to hear the Rebbe speak to the Shluchim, and the Rebbe says each and every one of us are a Shliach, that we can truly be Mekabel, Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bekorev Mamesh.